70-80% of people on field, they are buying a kilo at the price of 4 cedis. So 100 kilos will cost 400 Ghana. And when we started complaining, even it was 500 Ghana cedis per 100 kilos. And now it's beyond rest. Now it's 400 Ghana cedis per kilo. And that is not the only concern that we have. There's no market, because even if they will be able to buy it, we wouldn't have even complained. But now if I tell you the number of trucks that has been packed in Sampa, the number of trucks that has been packed in Wenchi, a number of trucks that has been packed in Drobo, and then farmers that are not even able to release their goods even from their various houses, it's not easy because there's no market and nobody is buying. As of now I'm speaking, we are even left with about less than even 7 buying companies. I can only mention of Gold Coast Procurement Limited, and then maybe Olam, then Greenland, and then Evergreen. You will not even get the market. There are so many people with the goods, but when you even go, you give it to PC, the PC will go, he will not even bring you money. And the cashew is not even anything that you need even to credit it. But there is no market for cashew now. And it is so pathetic. We are not even concerned only with the price reduction, but there is no market. Previously, the local processors will be saying that, okay, there is a competition between them and then the exporters, because the exporter will give them the higher price, this and this, this and this. And now even, in Ghana, as of last year, we are producing 70,000 metric tons. So if you have a very strong local processor that can even process just 30,000 metric tons or 40,000, like you see that things wouldn't happen in this way. And now the exporters are no more coming here. According to them, they are no more getting contracts. And because of that, they cannot even buy, because they are also in business. Once they buy from the farmers, they have to export it so that they get their money back. And now they don't even have the market. And we don't have any other alternative. If after you bringing your goods to your house and then nobody is buying, what can you do? I am not saying that the government will buy, but there are so many ways of killing a cat. One, you can invest in the local processors so that they will have the capacity to even buy. If you have a strong local processing factories in Ghana that can process 50,000 metric tons, then we wouldn't even get a problem. But the local processor cannot even buy our goods in order even for them to process, because their capacity is very small. And then the exporters who are saying that they cannot buy our goods because they don't even have the market. There's no structure for cashew.
Secretary of Cashew Farmers Cooperative in the Bonoafu region, Solomon Iyao.